in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, Anthony, and Jules today. I'm reading from John 20, verse 21. Jesus said to them, to the apostles again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you."
Hallelujah.
When he has said this, he breathed on them. "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." And so we have the sacrament of penance that Jesus gave the apostles. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. And you know, many years ago, psychiatrists were few and far between. People went to confession. Now, people have stopped going to confession, and psychiatrists reign. I'm not saying there's no need of a psychiatrist. I'm saying a lot can be dealt with in the confessional.
I love confession so much. Confession has freed up my life. It took away my sins. It healed my soul. It gave me grace and humility. You know, the human nature, we don't want to confess our sins to another sinner. We don't want to have to do that. But in the wisdom of God, we realize that it takes us to a lowly place of doing that. I was at the monastery. One of the monks said, you know, it's part of the, like, punishment for our sins somewhat, that we have to confess our sins to someone else. Because when we do that, it just gives us freedom. It gives us humility. I can only speak for myself. Confession is the greatest grace I've ever received. The Lord just wanted us to testify about it. I got my best friend Jules. So he had a wonderful experience. Like he just received, God gave him a grace where he received a new job in Boston. And he was working nights and nights. And because of this, he wasn't able to go to mass, pray like he used to be praying. The job in itself, you know, you don't get out till 1 o'clock. Everyone's drinking. It was feeding his flesh. He was the best waiter in the city. So he told me his ego was getting out of hand. Everyone was telling him, you know, "You're the best waiter in Boston." And he was making lots of money to the point at his job where other people started to complain. And they were like, "If you keep letting Jules make all of the money, we don't have money. You know, we're going to quit." So they ended up moving his section to a smaller section. And at this point, you know what I mean? He lost the grace of humility. He lost the grace of being attached to the vine, of praying his rosary on the way in, making it to mass, doing everything for the Lord. You know, just the spirit of the world crept in. And after one shift, he got so agitated that he told me he left his job. And he walked right out, and he quit his job. Then he ended up going back to the casino and gambling his money. And, you know, the devil, he's clever in what he does. He knows what buttons to push on all of us. But long story short, for 2 weeks he found himself out of work, depressed at his house, totally disconnected from the vine, just falling into sin and stuff. And he had called me, and he finally told me what was going on and everything. And, you know, I said, "Jules, I can pray for you, I can talk to you, but we got to get you into the booth. We got to get you to talk to Father. We got to get you that sacramental grace." He didn't know he's going to do it, but I'm giving him the mic. So, Jules, and I dumped you off at the Carmelite Chapel. Take it from there.
Yeah, and before Anthony brought me to confession, I had sent out about 30 applications on Indeed with, like, a very good resume, tons of experience. Nobody got back to me. After he brought me to Mass and I went to confession, I could just feel grace open up over my life. While I was sitting in the pews ready for Mass to start, my phone was already going off with notifications about places that wanted me to come in and interview. And from there, I just went to my first Mass in a few weeks, and I could just feel so much pressure and stress relieved from me. And from there, I just had so much confidence, and I just knew God was with me. And I started cold calling restaurants on top of the interviews that were already lined up. And I actually secured a job within about an hour after leaving Mass that day, through God's grace for me over my life, because I went to confession. And, you know, He looks out for us. He's always got our back.
Oh, yeah. If I dumped him off, I was like, listen, you got to go speak to Father. I dropped him off at the mall. He was in shambles. He walked in there and he said he had applied for 30 jobs over 2 weeks. And he has the best application. He's been working in the best restaurants for 10 years. And he didn't get one reply from his job. He said after he got out of confession, sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament before Mass, his phone just started ringing so much that he had to shut his phone off from Mass, because every job was getting back to him. Because you know what sin does? It not only sears the soul, it not only separates us from God, but it blocks the blessings God has for us. And as Father absolved him from the sin and he did the step that God wanted him to do, blessings started pouring out over him. So he's in Mass, he got to shut his phone off, because all those blessings held up in the second heaven the devil was holding got released by the grace of God. Then he told me he called me after the Mass, and he was a new man. He was cold calling. It works. He just started cold calling. He had his juice back. It was like all the depression had to leave him, all the fear, all the anxiety. The Holy Spirit was back, he said. Everyone was looking at him in the mall, smiling, because that grace of God was back on his life. The fire of God was back on his life. The sacramental grace washed it all away. And so transformed, only 24 hours later after he got in the confession, he got hired at the best steakhouse in Boston, one of the best steakhouses in the North Shore. And God rebuilt his life again. You know, I'll never forget. And this is what it does. I'll never forget when I first came to the Lord. I went to the Carmelite Chapel every single day, and I would pray the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and the Blessed Mother would just reveal to me my sins, and I would just write them down, all of them, and I would just go in and confess them. And you know why? It was like I would end up confessing the same sins a couple days in a row, which you don't have to. Once you confess it once and you're absolved, it's gone forever. It's like it didn't happen. But every time I would walk out of the confessional, it would be like I was floating on cloud nine. I remember the priests were like, Anthony, you're absolved from every sin from the day you were born till now. And I was like, you can't keep me out of the booth. I just kept getting in there because I remember I couldn't stop using marijuana, and I would go in there every day and I would confess it. But you know what happened? Every day, all the sins that I confessed, they would lose power over me. They would lose power over me. They would lose power over me. Every way the devil was able to attack me, it was being closed. It was being closed. It was being closed. And it was a miracle. Within a couple months, I went from being like the worst sinner. I still sin every day and I need the grace. But I had so much healing, because not only do you get absolved from your sin, but you get healing in your soul. So my testimony was, I was just at the monastery, and you guys know my best friend Ryan, he's Brother Theophilus now. He went into the monastery on a retreat and he never came out. He's a monk. But he was like, I got to talk to you. And he was like, dude, like, I have done, you know, he's like, I've done confession, but God started putting on my heart all these past sins that I've done. And I've just really felt a conviction to go and do a general confession. Father, what's a general confession?
A general confession is to confess our sins from the beginning until today. But I would not recommend it for a scrupulous person, because scruples get in the way. General confession is to confess our sins from the first time that we sinned at 7 years old until now.
Yeah, from the womb to the tomb. So he told me, he was like, dude, I went in there, and he's like, I didn't want to confess to my neighbor monk because we're, you know, we see each other every day in community. And I said, God, I need you to send me a priest to stay at the monastery that I can do this confession with, because there's obviously a human element to it. And then he said he was at lunch, and God sent to me and Father Tom's friend, Father Steve. He just appeared there. And he said he did a 2-hour confession where God just put every sin on his heart. And although he had confessed some of those sins or whatever, after he got out of the booth, he said there was such freedom, joy, and peace over my life. I felt so free. And he's like, it was such a testament to how sin stains a soul and how sin wounds a soul and how much healing there is in the sacraments and how much healing there is that even if we're forgiven for something, like there's an extra grace in that. So he was so convicted. He was like telling me, you know, things about we did in high school that, you know, he's like, I got that off my chest in the confessional. And dude, after he said that, I got convicted. I'm like, all right, well, this is God speaking to me through him. So I'm like, you know, I already done a general confession, but it was a Holy Spirit, not like a scrupulous spirit. I'm like, I'm getting in here. So I went to the refectory and I caught Father Robert. He's a guest, one of the guest master monks. So I caught him he was having dinner. I caught him slipping. I was like, Father, we got a confession. I don't think he knew that it was going to be a general confession. I might have told him. But anyways, so he had some free time. And I remember I was like, we got in the confessional. Not we just sat face to face. Because when you understand that's Jesus, that's literally Jesus in front of you in the priest. And Jesus is using Father. And I just went down like the list of the Ten Commandments. And I had asked the Holy Spirit to enlighten me. And I wrote a couple pages of everything that came to mind. And I just spoke. And I was in there for about over an hour, just letting it rip. But not a confession like, oh, Father, forgive me for my sins. I told a lie. I run a red light. I open my soul to him. And I ask the Lord, let me pour out. Let me open my soul to this priest, because this is Jesus sitting in front of me. Let me open my soul and reveal myself. Because the amount of grace we get is our predisposition for it. Are we open to let it go? So after I let it rip for an hour and a half, and Father helped me and he absolved me from my sins, I probably have confessed most of those sins before, which you don't have to do again, but I was just saying everything I could. When Father made the absolution, first of all, the words he was speaking to me and the advice he was giving me, it wasn't him. It was literally Jesus speaking to me. It was Jesus speaking to me through him. And when he absolved me, I felt such peace and such grace rush over me. Now, I don't always feel this when I do confession because it's not about feeling. But I remember I walked out of there and the song the Holy Spirit was playing in my mind was, I'm free, forever I'm free. And I just felt so much freedom and so much grace. It was like there was a veil over my soul that I didn't even realize because I walk in a lot of grace. But it was like a veil got lifted up. It was like wounds in my soul got healed. And I'll never forget, I laid in my bed, and this hasn't happened to me in almost a year. But it was like the power of God came on me. It was like the veil was torn. And it was my soul was just being healed and refreshed. And there was new avenues of revelation coming in. It was like there were little blocks going on, and it was the dam was cleared. The well was open. I received new revelation. I received the power of God on my life. God spoke to me something that is going to come in my life. And, you know, it's not only about being absolved for our sins. It's also the healing of our soul, but it's a sacramental grace. You know, every day when I sin and I catch myself, I tell Jesus I'm sorry right there. I repent right there. But there is something a little different, a lot different than just me telling Jesus I'm sorry as I go, than getting in front of the priest in the sacrament, doing confession, letting God open my soul, let the priest speak through me and let all the grace I receive. What did St. Catherine of Siena say when she went in the booth, Father?
Catherine of Siena said, when she went to confession, she was going under the blood. That happens. That's what it's all about. Who sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Who sins you retain shall be retained. This is a scripture from John 20:21. God wants to forgive you personally. During a retreat on a Saturday evening, always they make room for confession, and people start weeping and weeping and weeping for what they have done. And the forgiveness of God, the cleansing of the blood, happens to them. It's all so simple. It's all so simple. As I said, when I was a kid, psychiatrists were rare. People went to confession. Now people don't go to confession, and psychiatrists have bloomed. And I'm not saying anything against a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist cannot forgive your sins. He can listen to who? She can listen to you, but they cannot forgive your sins. Sins come when we turn our back against the Lord God, and the only one that can forgive sins is Jesus, through his church, through the priest.
And it's just amazing. You see, like, I love confession so much. My human nature didn't love it at first. But you know what? God actually gave me a grace. Because I got a supernatural grace of walking in there, and I was so oppressed and I was so wrapped in sin. I could firsthand see what would happen to me, how my soul was being transformed and transfigured every time I went into the booth, every time I got in there with the priest. And every time it was like the weight of the world would be lifted off my back. And I tried every measure, you know. I used to have to go when I was addicted to drugs, and I was depressed, and nothing in the world was doing it. You know, my parents, they would have me go to counselors and psychiatrists. None of that helped me. What helped me was the Eucharist, was Jesus, was the sacraments, was confession. Confession has done more for me than anything in the world. And you know, I don't know why the Lord wanted me to start testifying this, put this on my heart, that this was going to be the show. We don't know why you're listening. But just know it's a gift. It's a gift of love. It's nothing that you have to do because God's condemning you. It's the greatest grace. If God said I'd give you $1 million right now, you say, "Thank you, God." I promise you, going into the confessional, confessing your sins, getting free of all the stain of sin, getting free of that is so much greater than any amount of money that anyone could give you. So it's available for you today. And if you are Catholic, you know, God has his ways, why he works, why he has us hear certain things. Just be open to the grace of God in your life.
You might be a person that haven't gone to confession in 47 years. And you say, that's too long. No, it's not too long. It's time to come back now. It's time to give your life to Jesus now. It's time to surrender now.
Father, what if they say, "Oh, but you don't understand this, how bad my sins are." Are there many sins that they're going to say that a priest probably hasn't already heard?
I've heard them all in Jesus' name. And you know what? I've done them all because the scripture says if you break one of these commandments, you break them all. So I've done them all. So literally, I have not killed anybody, but sometimes with my words, I've killed people. Oh, yes, it's time to confess. It's time to give our lives back to Jesus. It's time to let him come in and do what he needs to do, to renovate us, to restore us, to transform us.
Yeah. Set you free. The word about confession is freedom. It's freedom. It's freedom. God wants to set you free, and he's given us ways for us to be free. He's given us graces for us to be free. It's like, can we go to heaven without receiving the Eucharist? Like, I hope so. I think so. But why wouldn't I want to receive the Eucharist? That's Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's the greatest gift that God has ever given to us. Why would I want to leave? Why would I want to walk in this world without receiving the grace of confession? There's nothing better. You know, when we do a lot of deliverance and people come and they've had a hard life and they've, you know, they need the demons driven out, the first thing I say is, I'm like, yes, I can pray for you, but let's get you in the booth with the priest. Let's get you in confession. Because even the exorcists say, they say confession is more powerful than an exorcism. Confession is more powerful than an exorcism. Now, God in his mercy and his grace, he can use anything, right? Like, he can use anything. God can do anything at any time. But he has a preferred method of doing things. He has a very easy way of doing things. Unless you're like a child, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Children are simple. It's very simple. Go in there. Tell. Go in there. Anthony is what he told me. Just tell the priest everything I'm telling you. Let the priest speak to you and know that's Jesus speaking through him for you. You know, and be free. And be free. I need it every week. And, you know, I'm walking in a lot of grace, but I sin every day. And I ask God to help me, but every day I have sins that I need to confess. Because when I confess it, not only is it pleasing to God, but it sets me free, free, free. And that's God's plan for your life. God wants you to have freedom. God doesn't want you to have anxiety about going to confession, because you know who's giving you that anxiety? It ain't God. It's someone else. It's the enemy of your soul. It's Satan. Because what he wants to do is he wants to keep people away from confession. He wants to keep people away from the Eucharist. He wants to keep people away from the Blessed Mother. See, Satan is very smart in what he did. He knew he could never erase Jesus from this earth. But what he did know is that he could erase the most powerful avenues of grace to the King.
Confess even those things that are embarrassing. Yeah. You know, people say, well, I don't want to confess that. That makes me feel ashamed.
It helps us get over ourselves.
Get rid of it, yeah. In Jesus' name. Just get rid of it and be free. Get rid of it. You say, but you're only talking to another man. You're talking to another man who represents Jesus at this point. It's Jesus who forgives your sins through the ministry of the church. It's Jesus who forgives your sins through the ministry of the church.
I have so much joy just talking about it. God knows what he's doing, you know. It's very humbling. And it's against human nature. It's against our will, and it's against our fallen nature to want to have to go in there and speak to another man, another priest. But it gives us freedom because it just breaks down our ego. It just breaks us down to a position where we are open to receive the grace of God. It gives us humility. You know, when I really understand it, I just know that God knows what he's doing when he gave us a church, when he gave us the sacraments, when he gave us these avenues to grace. And the enemy comes into our mind and he perverts these avenues and he lies to us and he makes us feel condemned. God didn't come to the world to condemn it. He came to save it. And yes, the blood of Jesus washes away our sins. But we got to understand, we sin every day. I remember when I was preaching in front of the satanic conference, there was a man and was like, you know, they were just kind of railing against the Catholic Church. And I was like, I sin every day. Like, I sin every day. He goes, you know, you're either a saint or a sinner. You're either a saint or you're a sinner. I say, you know, I'm washed in the blood of Jesus, but I'm still a sinner. If I say I do not sin, I make God a liar. And it's this disposition of knowing how much we need God. How much do we need God? How much do we need his grace? How much do we need his church? How much do we need his love? How much do we need his body, blood, soul, and divinity? How much do we need his forgiveness? I need Jesus with every atom of my body. I need every gift and grace Jesus put on this earth. Because without Jesus, without his church, without the word of God, without the rosary, without the angels, the saints, without the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I came to install a kingdom. And a kingdom has order. A kingdom has order. Jesus is the king. But there's order in the kingdom. And it's not to try to rule and reign in the kingdom however we please. Because when we submit to the order of God, that is where the real freedom comes. And God wants to set you free today. That's why Jesus came. So you can go to heaven, but you could be free.
Freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Go to confession. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.